Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
To confess our sins to God our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Powerful God, our Maker and our Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are sinful and unclean by nature, and also that we have sinned against you in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And so we flee to find refuge in your limitless mercy, looking and pleading for your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Most merciful God, who gave your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake, forgive us all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us real knowledge of you, and of your will, and real obedience to your word, so that by your grace, we may make on to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy upon us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and has promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously.
The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea.
The Lord is my strength and my song,
and he has become my salvation.
Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power.
Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed.
You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode.
You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain.
The place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode.
The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established.
The Lord will reign forever and ever.
Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The words of God from the Old Testament are written in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. When Israel sought for rest, the Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O virgin Israel. Again, you shall adorn yourself with tambourines, and shall go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when watchmen will call in the hill country of Ephraim, Arise, and go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol,
or let your holy one see corruption.
Preserve me, O God.
For in you I take refuge.
I say to the Lord, you are my Lord.
I have no good apart from you.
As to the saints in the land,
they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight.
The sorrows of those who ran after another God shall multiply.
Their drink offerings of blood, I will not pour out or take their names on my lips.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup.
You hold my heart.
The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places.
Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel.
In the night also my heart instructs me.
I have set the Lord always before me.
Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices.
My flesh also dwells secure.
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol,
or let your Holy One see corruption.
You make known to me the path of life.
In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol,
or let your Holy One see corruption.
The words of God from the letters are written in St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, the 3rd chapter. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God, God, light of light, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and
who was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church.
I acknowledge one baptism
for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead
and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Have the Lamb's high peace.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
To call the resurrection of Jesus unexpected is a huge understatement. It was way more than unexpected. It was unthought of, impossible, beyond the wildest imaginations of the women and the disciples. It couldn't happen, but it did happen. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. They expected to find the body, and they wanted to finish the work of anointing that they had begun on Friday evening. What they found instead surprised them. They found an angel of the Lord. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. Matthew tells us that there was a great earthquake and the angel descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. The guards, meanwhile, trembled and fled in fear. They became like dead men. Angels strike fear into the hearts of God's enemies, but angels bring great joy and comfort to God's people. Angels appear in connection with major events, the announcement of the birth of a son to Mary. At Jesus' birth in Bethlehem, they ministered to him and attended him in his temptation in the wilderness and again in the Garden of Gethsemane. And now an angel is at his tomb. Don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here, for he is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where they laid him. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he's going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you. And so the women go with this impossible, unexpected, beyond their wildest imaginations news. And on the way, Jesus met them. He said, "Greetings. Rejoice." The women saw the Lord. Not a vision of the Lord, not a hallucination of the Lord, but the Lord himself, alive, flesh and blood alive, resurrected body alive, unexpectedly alive, never to die again, alive. They were used to a world, this world, in which death has the last word. The dead remained dead. And that was that. Sorrow was a normal part of life. Parents died, and friends died, and neighbors, and sometimes even babies. The number of the dead never got smaller, it only got larger. And then regular life, normal life, also included sickness and disability and poverty and loneliness and broken families, not to mention everyday aches and pains. It included earthquakes and floods, and famines, and wars, and that one which until recently we had forgotten, pestilence. It included depression and addiction and mental illness and unemployment, and I'm sure that list could be multiplied many times over with examples from your lives and mine and the lives of those we love. Normal life was a fallen world, bodies of death, a groaning creation. And yet what we think of as normal really is abnormal. We see the world only as it is now, not as it was and not as it will be. After all, this is God's world. By his word, he created it, and he took great care and great deliberation with it. He gave it order and harmony. He set everything in motion, the celestial bodies and plants and animals, and man as the crown. And he gave it life, and the whole of it was his delight and his joy. Until sin, through one man, Adam, sin entered the world, and death entered through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. And that's why we think of all of this as normal now,
this sin, this death, and all the rest of it, even this coronavirus, it's beginning to feel all too normal to us. These things spread from Adam to us, and then from Eden right here to central Massachusetts, like a genetic disorder or a communicable disease. This infection has colored the way we see the world. It's ruined not only our lives, but also our relationship with God. And we don't even know that we should expect something different. But we should. And here's why. Because God refused to give up his creation. Because God refused to let sin and death and the devil keep what they'd ruined or hold that final word. And again, God does the unexpected and the impossible. He brings life out of death. From first to last, Scripture is the story of God destroying death and doing life. The flood, the Exodus, the promises of new creation, Daniel in the lion's den, and his three friends in the fiery furnace, each of these a hint, an anticipation, a foretaste of the resurrection to come. And now the great unexpected has happened. Now the tomb is empty. Now the women have seen the Lord. Now Christ is risen from the dead. Creation freed from its bondage. Sin forgiven, death destroyed, the devil defeated, new life present in the resurrected body of Jesus Christ, the second Adam, life for all the world. And this new life, this resurrection, is spread from Christ in the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit through your baptism. This new life is transferred through the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And it remakes you, it remakes me from the inside out, so that you also are a new creation in Christ. The world isn't yet what it will be, but what it will be is already seen in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You are not yet what you will be, but what you will be is seen in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus rose from the dead. And the world has never been the same, and you will never be the same either. Resurrection. It's the new normal. You can expect it. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. O risen Savior, set free our tongues to confess your resurrection before a world still captive to sin and death. Give us courage to go to every place and to speak in every language the salvation won for us upon the cross and the hope granted to us of life that death cannot overcome. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O risen Savior, make us to burn with the fire of your love, that we may love you above all things and love our neighbors as ourselves. Deliver us from fear and relieve the anxiety of our hearts, that we may live out fully the hope planted within us and the new lives we received in the waters of our baptism. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O risen Savior, anoint the words of those who preach to us your gospel and open our ears to hear with faith all that he has done to save us. Raise up many who will serve you in the various callings of your church and who will serve us in your name with your word and gifts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O risen Savior, hear us on behalf of our president, our governor, the Congress of the United States, and all state and local elected officials. Guide them according to your word, that their labors for our nation's health and welfare may not be in vain, nor forgetful of the vulnerable, aging, and unemployed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O risen Savior, hear us on behalf of those who cry to you in any need, especially the sick, the suffering, the disabled, the wounded in spirit, those who suffer mental illness, and those in their last days on earth, especially Diane and Howard, friends of Linny Dyes, Molly, niece of Linda Forty, Diane, Tamis Hamlin's sister, and Randy Phelps in hospice care. Give them grace according to their need, and sustain them in their afflictions to the day when their sufferings will be exchanged for glory in the life to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O risen Savior, accept the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving from our lips, and bless the tithes and offerings we return to you. Increase in the hearts of your people delight in your mercy, gratitude for all your benefits, and eagerness to support the mission of your church in word and deed. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All praise to you, dear Father in heaven, for you have opened up to us the way to eternal life in the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for all those who have gone before us in the faith and now rest from their labors. Keep us in that same faith and embolden us by your resurrection to be fearless in the face of disease, chaos, loneliness, and every sorrow of this world. Give us with Job the solemn expectation to cheer us. Our Redeemer lives, and we too shall be resurrected and glorified to live with him in his eternal kingdom. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our resurrected Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray.
Dearest Lord Jesus, Master and Savior, Alpha and Omega, firstborn from the dead, thanks and praise and glory to you, O risen brother, living God, lead us and we will follow you to the cross, to the grave, and to the skies. Amen.
Blessed be the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.